Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner, episode number 535. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your patronage. If you would like to, if you are so inclined, please consider contributing to our bonus content, our supporters account. It's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes, redcircle.com. That is where you can help us every single month and get all the extra stuff we do. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and click the link at the top of the page. I'm discombobulated because I've displaced my glasses somewhere. Also, we would like to hear from you. You can call us 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. That is where we can hear from you and talk to you on the show because we love hearing from our listeners. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm currently have some Olympic boxing on.
Oh, nice.
And one thing, is this the first Olympics in a while that they're not wearing headgear?
Shut up. Really?
The men aren't. The women do. But the men aren't wearing headgear. Yeah. If you or anybody has Peacock, the way to watch the Olympics is you can just select the sport. Yeah. And then it just has all the stuff. Like I don't need Tirico and the prepackaged stuff and like all the gymnastics that they're gonna show.
Whose mom died? You know,
You can just pick the sport and if this is a replay from earlier today, but
it's new to you.
I don't know who wins this Chinese versus Vietnamese fighter, but I'm watching them slug the shit out of each other.
Yeah. That's crazy they don't go with headgear because they only fight three rounds, but they fight several times, theoretically, throughout the Olympics. So
in 2 days, they have to go again.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy that I'm surprised by that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tired. Over the weekend, one of my favorite bands is they're retiring. The seminal LA punk band X. No, not Cold. That's one of Jay Stu's favorite bands. So I went and saw X twice over the weekend. I went and saw them one night in LA and then another night last night at the Pacific Amphitheater in Orange County. And then but it was a Sunday night and I didn't go to bed till like midnight and I had to get up and go to work this morning. It'll take me a week to recover, Ed. Like I've missed a full night's sleep and it will take me a while before I'm a normal person again.
When I know it's going to be like the pressure, I got to get some sleep now.
Yeah. Yep.
Then I don't get to sleep. I wake up early cause I'm like, shit, why I can't be awake at 5 a.m. because I want to sleep until 6. And now I'm thinking about, I already didn't get enough sleep. It just compounds the problem.
Yeah. The anxiety. Yes. And then over the weekend I had a really traumatic experience. It was on Saturday.
You watched the Bill Maher clip with the Hawk Tua girl.
And the Hawk Tua was on Bill Maher?
You know that stupid show he has? Where it's like, not the HBO one, the one where he tries to be all chill. Yeah.
Yeah. Where he smokes weed.
Yeah. And he's like, he's really vibing with the people. It's the worst. I see clips from time to time because my buddy sent me a clip today, not to derail your whole story, but
no, that's good.
And it's him interviewing the Hawk Tua girl. And he's like, so what's the opioid crisis near you? And she's like, I don't pay attention to that. And he's like, but it's hillbilly heroin. And she's like, I don't know about that. And it's just that, just a horrible interview, horrible interviewer. Yes. And I think we can pronounce her career dead, officially.
I mean,
I already thought it was dead last week, but now she's talking to Bill Maher.
Yes, there's no one more out of touch. There's no one less cool than Bill Maher, but he thinks he's cool. And so if Hawk Tua is being interviewed by Bill Maher, she's by definition over.
And you know, if she started to say something interesting, he'd be like, all right, now we're going to stop it for new rules.
Yeah. Because then he put the attention back on himself. The mystery was nice with Hawk Tua. Yes. So Saturday morning, I'm at home. There's no kids here for like the first time in a while. And this is the time I could have used one because I would have paid for this service.
Oh,
my super hot girlfriend, Cheyenne, she has an event to attend. So it's like, it's the morning, you know, like have coffee or whatever. And then she and her friend head out. A daytime event. Yeah.
Okay.
And she and her friend head out and they're going to be gone for like most of the day. And so it's just going to be me home alone. And in the morning we save all, you know, we have the recycle bin, but my girlfriend is really, really like concerned that people get the money for any bottles and cans that we have. So she saves them in the backyard. And then when she gets a couple bags full of them, she calls some local guy who collects cans.
And they comes pay over. Out in California?
Yeah. It's like a nickel can or bottle.
I didn't think they did that anymore. That's awesome.
Yeah. They charge you when you buy, you know, people don't realize they charge you a deposit when you buy anything with cans, you know, glass or aluminum. So, yeah. And you know, we have the recycle bin that the city just picks up, but no one gets the money for that, you know? So she might wants to make sure. So she says, this is not the point, but she goes outside to put the cans out and she comes back in and it's right as she's walking out the door and she goes, there's some kind of a dead rodent in the backyard. She goes, I can't tell if it's a rat or a baby squirrel. And I go, we've discussed many times on the show. I'm phobic.
Rats are worse, but squirrels are gross.
Pretty gross. Yeah. And we got a lot of them around here. And some of them are like mangy. So they actually have like rat tails. Cause they're, you know, the thing about a squirrel is it's cute because it's got a flatter face and it's got a puffy tail.
But a rodent nonetheless.
Yes. It's still a rodent. And when it doesn't have a puffy, fluffy tail, it's got a rat tail. So anyway, I kind of glance out, but I can barely look because I get disgusted and freaked out if I just see it. And I just kind of, and I see like the back legs and tail and I go, oh no, that's a rat. And she's like, oh yeah. Well, anyway, and it's like not a big deal to her, but then she leaves and she's going to be gone all day. And I'm like, all I can think about is I got to pick that thing up before she gets home. And I know
the day
that's my task, but she didn't say to do that. And I know if I told her that I didn't want to pick it up, she would just go do it because she does. It's kind of like how I kill the spiders. Yeah.
Then that's a bitch move.
Yes. Then I'm a pussy.
Yeah.
Then she, you know, it might not be anything to her.
Might not mean anything, but then, you know, next time.
Yep.
You want to be romantic. She might think about it.
Yes. Yeah. You just don't want to offer up too many things that will make you less sexually attractive for when you need to be sexually attractive. So, I mean, it takes most of the day. And then she like, because the thing she was doing was in San Diego. So then she texts me and she's on her way home. And I'm like, and I can see it's going to be like an hour before she gets home. I got an hour.
Okay.
And Ed, so I got a shovel, right? But the thing is, I can't even really fucking look at it. Like I can't be touching something that's touching a dead rat. Cause it's like transferring it to my body. Somehow the energy, it's too much. So there's some like cardboard boxes and stuff that need to go to the trash. I get the idea. I'm like, here's what I'll do. I'll drop a cardboard box on top of it and then I'll scoop it up with the shovel, but the cardboard box will be on top of the shovel. And then it's like, I don't see it. And then I just dump the whole, it's really like a foolproof plan, except it really wasn't. So then I drop the box on it and then I go out there with a shovel and I start, oh my God, I dropped my pen. I start kind of like trying to get the shovel under there. And then I realize I think the shovel's under there and I go to lift up and I realize it's still there. I'm not lifting up. I see part of it. And I'm like, yeah.
Because you've made yourself blind to exactly where it is.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I'm flying blind. And I realize I'm like not far enough. So, and then part of it's sticking out from that box. And I go, okay, this isn't going to work. I go, I need a bigger box on top of it. So I go and I get a Modelo 12 pack box that's also needs to go to the trash. And I drop that over the top of the smaller box. And now the rat's fully contained underneath.
Now he's under a mountain of boxes.
Two boxes. So I try again, and wouldn't you know it, Ed, same problem as before. I'm just getting the boxes, and I'm not reaching fully under and getting the rat. And I realize that the shovel is actually just like pushing the rat further under the boxes and not getting under it.
You're going to spill his guts that way.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yes. And, Ed, and every time I walk up, I've dropped so I opened the side of the Modelo box and dropped it over the other box. And every time I walk up and I go to do the thing, the handle side of the Modelo box is sticking up. And every time I go to get it with the shovel, three or four flies fly out of the handle box, the opening of the box. Cause they're doing what they do. They're whatever they're doing. They're eating the dead thing. So I was pretty stressed. So I realized also in between all these attempts, Ed, there's like 10 minutes where I stop. I like walk around the backyard a couple times. I go inside, I sit down, look in on Silver Point Sports.
The clock's ticking.
Yeah. Silver Point Sports is on a 7-game winning streak, by the way.
Damn.
So we had a hot weekend. So what I realized, Ed, is I go, I got to slide rather than the shovel. We're abandoning the shovel. I'm going to
slide the box under.
Yes. I'm going to slide another flattened piece of cardboard.
So you're up to three pieces of cardboard.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. Two boxes and a flattened box, and I've flattened the box and I've made kind of rolled it over and made kind of a handle. Cause I realize it needs to be a little lighter. So it's not pushing the rat. It can actually slide under the rat's body. So I go and try that, and I'm like, I can kind of see the tail, so I freak out a little bit and walk away, but I'm like, I think it's working. I think I might be getting it. And so it was stop, start, stop, start, and she's going to be home in like 15 minutes. And so finally I go, I think I've got it. And then so I'm lifting the top box and the bottom box, and I think it's contained under there, but I'm super – it's hard to tell because it was small. Also, right. Would have been more disgusting. Yeah, it wasn't one of your Hoboken rats. Like this was, it was like at first I was like, is that a mouse? A big mouse? Because we do get a lot of like deer mice.
We'll get some big motherfuckers around here.
Yeah. No, this was not, this was like probably like 20% the size of what you normally see.
Okay.
And so I'm like lifting up, and I'm like trying to look under, but it's hard because I don't want to see. Like the one thing I don't want to see is a rat. So it's like, I'm scared to even look if it's there, but finally I lift it up and then I'm like, I'm holding a box is filled with rat right now. And I was trying not to think about that. Luckily I'd opened the bin, so I didn't have to do the lid. My hands were free. I walked over, dumped it. Close the bin. Didn't have to see it again. It's done. But now all I can think is, well, there's going to be another one. I mean, if you see one rat,
they tend to travel hundreds. In pairs.
Yeah, and my neighbors have like these like banana palm trees that are just like rat nest haven. Like it's just rats are known to live inside those things. So now all I'm thinking about is all the rats that I'm potentially going to encounter. which I don't want to. And then I remember
you're gonna run out of cardboard.
Now I got to keep some around because also I don't normally just have cardboard around. I just flipped open the recycle bin and there was a couple boxes in there from the couple days before. Thank God. But yeah, it's not. I don't keep that around for wrap purposes. I'll have to come up with another plan. But I remember one time we were talking about. Then I started thinking, what would our buddy Kyle think about me? And I remember we talked one time about. I think another time that I had a rat phobia.
My skunk issue.
Yes. Yes.
Completely dismissed that. He's like, oh, I'll skin one. Look at this.
You talked about your skunk issue and you had a guy come take care of your skunks. And so he just murdered one and tanned it for fun.
Just texted it to us. Like,
yes.
Hey, yeah. Look what I just did. You yeah. Pussy.
And I think we were talking something about rats one time and he called in and he said he was like cleaning out a corn crib or something. And there were rats everywhere, and one ran up his pant leg.
That's one time. Right.
Yeah, and I'm like, I would not be alive anymore. Like,
yeah,
I would need to be institutionalized. Leg. Yes, exactly. And then I think I remember when he came out here, I hit him up about that story in front of his wife, and his wife's like, "A rat ran up your pant leg?" Like very like, huh? And he's like "Well,
yeah." He just forgot to even bring it up.
Well, no, I think he embellished a little bit. He's like, well, it was more of a mouse. Like, he was just adding to the mystique of Kyle. But still, he would think I was such a fucking pussy right now. And he would be right to think that. And also, Shay gets home like 20 minutes after I do this. And I'm like sitting. I've washed my hands. I'm sitting there in a chair, just like kind of silently just staring off into space, the 1,000-yard stare. And she walked in. She's like, hey, how's it going? You know, tells me about her day. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just dealing with the trauma of having to pick up that rat. And she's like, oh, I forgot about that. She's like, I would have picked it up. I'm like, yeah. So yeah, I felt like a pussy for many reasons. Yeah.
What, like maybe 10 years ago, the place we were staying at in London, it was like a series of row houses that were formed like a square. So there was like a patch of grass and there was like one, handyman/janitor that.
Is this where you saw the guy jerking? Cause you were looking down into another part and that was in Holland.
No, that was in Amsterdam. Yeah. No. So anyway, I walk out one day and, There are a couple cats in the neighborhood, and like one of them probably killed a mouse and just put the dead mouse like right on my step. And I saw the handyman, and I walk over and I was like, hey, you know, I see this dead animal. Can you take care of this? And he walks over and he goes, you're scared of a mouse?
Yeah.
And like he gave me all the shit. And yeah. I was like, I'm not scared. It's just, you know, like I wanted to be like, you're the guy who cleans shit and
right.
I'm the guy staying here. And he just laughs at me and just picks it up with his bare hands and chucks it into a garbage can and just stares at me and laughs. And then it was a mouse and he just laughed. And then he like walks away chuckling, like just like laughing about me being scared of a mouse.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. And also, what's the big deal? It is scary. That's actually disgusting. Yeah. And
disgusting. Dead animal.
Yeah. And we've learned science tells us, science theorizes that it's that rodent phobia is because of the black plague. Like there's something in our DNA that says, stay away from those things. You could die. You could kill everyone.
Killed like a third of the population.
Exactly. Fuck.
So we're actually doing a good deed by being scared.
I know. We got all the coyotes here. We got the snakes. We got everything that kills rats. We got
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We got all the stuff. Everything. We got hawks. We got owls.
Hoboken's got the big rat problem, and they're chalking a lot of it up to the streeteries. Well, you know, during COVID, all the restaurants built these big platforms out front, and a lot of them still are there.
Yep.
And people are trying to get rid of them and everybody loves them. And they're like, yeah, but we've got so many more rats now because of this.
Yeah. No, I'm with the get rid of them people, because I'll tell you what, I'm never eating in another fucking parking lot again. Like this, that whole having to eat in parking lots bullshit was all the worst meals of my life came. you're sitting there trying to have some chips and salsa, and a fucking Harley gang goes by and blows out your fucking eardrums. Like, get the fuck out of here. We're not eating on streets anymore.
So Hoboken, like lots of restaurants, always had something out front of their place, but then they doubled up. And I used to complain when it was just like a few tables on the wide sidewalk out front. I go, Michelle, these are always the most uncomfortable chairs. Yep. Like the sidewalk's never quite even.
You're in the sun.
It's not the same quality as when you're sitting inside.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Give me a matchbook to hold the table. Hey, give me the box of crayons and let's see if it holds the table straight. Yeah, napkins. Yeah. Let's fold up some napkins. And then the one busboy comes over and he's like, he has to do it 70 times a day. So he's like, he like origamis a napkin. And then the table's like, you could like do science experiments on the table. It's so perfectly level. If it's one thing, if it's a nice spring day and you're looking at the ocean or you're a nice calm vista, you know, yeah, then eat outside. But I'm not eating on the fucking street corner while a homeless guy's taking a shit in the gutter. You know, like put me inside with the civilized people. Okay, let's talk about people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. It's a sad segment,
very sad,
and it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died this week?
I got some good news and bad news.
Tell me.
Well, the good news is very light on deaths this week. Always good to not
that have is
to
good.
Say goodbye well, to people. The bad yeah, news.
We had a bunch of deaths before.
I know. Another tsunami is coming, though. You don't get this light a week and have not some major ones the next week.
Yeah, they come in threes. So if we only have one this week, then we're going to get at least five next week.
And this is one that most people are not going to know of.
Yes.
Former Major League pitcher. I saw him in a Dodger uniform in the picture.
Yep.
Reyes Maranta.
Yep.
31 years old. ATV accident, I believe, in the DR.
Yeah, the DR. So I actually have a great wealth of knowledge on all of this. I mean, I didn't read about how he died, but one, I know who Reyes Maranta is because he was briefly a Dodger, and I know one thing about him. He was 370 pounds if he was an ounce. I mean, the dude was a big...
So you don't want to be taking sharp turns on an ATV with that frame.
He was a big, big fat man. And I also know because I used to work for a trade group that was that their whole business was ATV safety. ATVs are fucking death machines. They were nearly outlawed because so many fucking people died. Remember three-wheel ATCs, Ed? Three-wheel ATVs?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Those were outlawed because they only had three wheels and people would roll them over all the time. Oh my God, I dropped my pencil again.
But we've done quite a few stories involving ATV deaths.
Yeah, so ATVs are equally as dangerous, a very, very dangerous, one of the most dangerous things you can do. And they were going to be made illegal too, but they did a consent decree with the Consumer Product Safety Board that said, when you buy one, you have to mandatorily train the person how to ride it. So if you buy a brand new ATV anywhere in this country, they have to give you a training class. Most people don't do it, but that you have to, because otherwise they wouldn't even be able to sell them to the world because they are such death machines. Now you take, here's a bad combination. Four-wheeler, 370-pound dude, the Dominican Republic. Like how, it's an unsurvivable triad right there, Ed. One of those three things is going to get you for sure. R.I.P. Reyes Maranta.
R.I.P. But that's it for the week.
Okay, let's talk about some sports. Wait, here.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own Troy on DVD.
Ed, before we get into sports, I just cracked open my Instagram while we were listening to that beautiful song by the Rights of Bill about me being gay. I follow this account called Ride the News, and it just like gives you like stories and like bullet points so you can just like keep up on stuff. Turns out McDonald's reported its first drop in global sales since 2020 as customers seek cheaper options. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempinski said that second quarter sales fell 1% year over year, marking the first revenue decline since the start of COVID-19. Kempinski said customers want cheaper food. Yeah. You're seeing the consumer eating at home more often. You're seeing more deal seeking. Well, yeah, that's the whole thing with it's fast and it's cheap. Maybe though, Ed, people started to get that fucking side ache that I got when I ate that double cheeseburger and I swore off McDonald's. Like they're like, hey, people are coming to the same realization as me. Cause I definitely haven't had McDonald's since that happened to me. And that was probably like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe that's contributing.
It's been longer for me, but I've never, I will say can't remember not enjoying it at the time, but I just have always felt bad after I eat it. So So I just haven't in a long time, but I get the temptation because I've always enjoyed it in the moment.
It's pretty good while you're eating it. I have to admit last night, this is another thing that's pretty good and that I will continue to eat. Last night I was leaving the Orange County Fair and I didn't because I had to dip into my 401k to buy a couple of $18 beers at the fair. I didn't get anything to eat, but I really wanted a hot dog. And I was walking out and the little Mexican guy was doing the thing where he's sizzling the hot dogs right there on the street and they're wrapped in bacon.
Water dog.
Yeah. And they're $5 and you know, they load them up with all the peppers and shit. And I had a group of people with me and I didn't want to stop the group so I could have a fucking hot dog. Everyone was trying to get to their Ubers and shit. And I was like, fuck it. I guess I won't get it. Now I'm deeply regret. Now I'm trying. I'm like, how do I get myself in a position where I can get another one of those hot dogs? Like, when can I set myself up to be around a hot dog street vendor again? Because they're not on every corner. You know, you got to be at an event to see them. And I'm really regretting that.
Yeah. I had a delicious hot dog at Camden Yards on Friday night. I was debating. I was like, do I really need it? Am I that hungry?
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it. I just have to have a ballpark dog.
Now, we know you're a ketchup guy, and we'll just leave that aside. No, that's not something we need to litigate now.
No. I was a mustard, and I went – I just had a feeling. I was like, I'm going to go mustard and relish on this one.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. What's wrong with that? That's perfect. Now, you know, at Dodger State, so they did they give you the packet relish or do they have the little wheel that you turn?
That's the thing that was a little frustrating. I could do the regular mustard pump thing.
Yep, yep.
But the relish were in the stupid packets.
Yeah, that sucks. The wheel.
So like I was in the mood for relish, but as I'm like opening the packet, I was like, this kind of sucks. Should have just stuck with just mustard.
At Dodger Stadium, I just don't understand the logic behind this. They eliminated the wheel, the onion wheel. So there's no onion option. Now I don't normally get onions on a dog because they cause me gastrointestinal distress. And again, much like not wanting to be seen as a pussy for not picking up the rat. I don't want any mouth smells that could possibly prevent me from getting it in at a later time. So usually I will avoid the onions, but it is kind of nice to know that they're there, that you have that option, because that's a regular topping. And it's to the point that some people miss it so much. Jay Stu's super hot girlfriend, Christina, she brings her own onions to the ballpark. She brings a little, she chops them up. Yeah, she chops them up, puts them in a little Ziploc, and then gets her dog and takes out her own onions and dumps them on the top. But it's a weird thing to get rid of because it's a standard topping. And it can't be that expensive. I just don't know why they wouldn't offer it anymore.
Right, onions are very not available. Cheap.
Yeah, exactly. Throw them on there. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with a ballpark dog, that's for sure. What's going on in the world of sports?
So you know how like the more realignment, the Pac-12 is now just two teams.
Yeah.
All the other team, all the like, it's just Oregon State and Washington State, and then everyone else has found a new conference.
Do they just like try to schedule whoever they can get?
Yeah, I was thinking it must be hard because everyone has their own conference opponents. Like you can find someone the first week, maybe first couple weeks of the year.
Yeah,
but like
and everyone's booked.
How are you going to find an opponent in mid-November?
Okay, hold on. Let's see. I'm going to look up Oregon State football schedule. I'm going to tell you right now who they're going to play.
Like, we know they're going to play Washington State. And then do they have a conference championship where they just play Washington State again?
Let's play again. Okay. This is a real...
Beavers.
So it's... They do have some...
I like their gear.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Oh, I'm a big Oregon State guy. I like their gear. They're a Nike school. They're not the Nike school like Oregon, but they are. They do have lots of cool uniform combinations. They play out in Corvallis. Oh, no, I'm a big Oregon State guy.
I like the nickname. I like, you know, they're not Wildcats. They're something original.
Beavers. Yes. 100%. No, I'm with you all the way on that. If Oregon State's playing, you know, if Pac-12 after dark and it's Oregon State, I'm watching TV that night. That's what I'm doing that night. Okay. This is a real hodgepodge of games. At game one, September 7th, San Diego State.
Okay. The Aztecs.
That's actually kind of a big get at this point for Oregon State. Right. Then they play Oregon, natural rivalry. You got to keep those, right?
Maybe then, that was like one of those deals. Oregon, yeah. All right, we're leaving for the Big Ten, but you know, we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers and play every year.
Exactly. Purdue.
Boilers and Makers.
Yeah. Colorado State. Nevada. Kelly. Yeah. So maybe they're thinking, is Colorado State in the WAC? Is Oregon State maybe like, because this is,
Colorado
these are all like.
State is with like Wyoming and. Yep. Like
Boise State.
What is that kind? Is that?
I don't know. Mid-American?
I think it's the WAC.
Mountain West,
right.
Yeah. Because it looks like they're playing all those teams. Nevada. The Rebs, UNLV. Oh, they're playing Cal. But Cal, is Cal in a conference?
Cal moved to the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Oh, my God.
Stanford and Cal went to the ACC. And SMU, of course.
San Jose State, Air Force. So it is all these Mountain West teams. And then, of course, Washington State and then Boise State. I mean, I don't think Oregon State has DJ Ungulele anymore, right? He's gone on to like his fifth college.
Yeah, I think he's done. I think he's out of fears.
Yeah. Well, if they NIL'd a decent guy, they could have a good year. I see a lot of W's here for Oregon State. But a weird mix of schools.
So anyway, now you have new schools attending their new media days at the different conferences. Yep. UCLA appeared at Big Ten Media Day.
Yeah.
And their football coach, you may remember this guy, DeShaun Foster.
Yep.
Well,
Orange County guy, Tustin Tiller.
Delivered one of the worst press conference speeches ever at Big Ten Media Day. And it's worth a listen.
Okay.
It's not long. It's like a minute and a half.
This is crazy. Did he not know? Okay, let's play it.
How did he get the job? He can't string together anything.
I know. It's great.
Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing?
He's terrified.
I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships. So this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. it's us and USC.
Oh, the silence.
I'm just basically excited.
Really. Oh, I'm That's just it. Basically excited.
Any questions?
Any questions? So this is
yeah,
this
I got
is
a question. Event. What the fuck was that? This is the media day. Like you, this is you go through the car wash and you meet the media, and like every school does it, and they bring their two best players or their two captains or whatever. It's just a thing that every I have to imagine. The Pac-12 always did this, but I have to imagine even if he's a first time head coach, he was clearly one of the star players that was brought along to media day at some point in his UCLA career.
Yeah, he was a stud. But the thing, this is a media event. So the media department is supposed to write him something to say. Like, he's supposed to have been prepped for this and be like, okay,
go out there and wing it.
Here's the notes to hit. Yeah. Did he not? I mean, there's a big UCLA banner behind him. Clearly, he knew he was going to have to say some shit. I'd be like, hey, what am I saying out there?
He did enlighten me on one thing. They are located in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
I was thinking it was the LA stood for Lower Appalachia.
It doesn't bode well for them because UCLA not a big NIL school either. So
the big problem that I have heard about, I saw Aikman talking about it.
Yeah,
I never knew this until I actually went out there.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl in Pasadena is nowhere fucking close to campus. So it's the same thing where University of Miami, you know, when University of Miami, even when they were like winning lots of stuff for a Boston College game in September, they're not getting good turnouts. And UCLA, same thing. It's not just that, it's nowhere close to campus.
Yeah.
Maryland like would never get like great turnouts because we were shitty, but it was like a 10-minute walk to wherever from wherever you were living to get to the stadium. So you would just get kids to just show up.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl is nowhere close to UCLA.
No, it isn't. And I'm going to be there with our dear friend Super Lee when our Gophers come
to. It's a beautiful stadium.
But oh, gorgeous.
It's not by UCLA.
It's not. I'm going in October. It's going to be hot as fuck. There's no shade. And it's a million miles away, but I'm excited. I can't wait to go. But UCLA's fucked. What's his name? Chip Kelly left him in the lurch to go be an OC at Ohio State, probably because he heard they were opening a new Columbus Jacks or something out there, and that might have been enticing to him. But the speech itself was just unreal. What else is going on, Ed?
The Rockies and Red Sox had a bench clearing almost brawl after Red Sox catcher Reese McGuire mouthed off to Rockies pitcher Cal Quantrill. Yeah. And Cal Quantrill referenced a story we did a few years ago.
Yeah.
Quantrill responded, "You jacked off in a fucking parking lot, you dumb fuck."
Yeah.
I mean, in 2020, while with the Blue Jays, Reese McGuire got caught by police jerking off in his car.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, McGuire was DFA'd. If you do something like that, you can't mouth off. You lost your mouth and off privileges.
Yeah. Do you think he was released because he actually died because he was murdered by Cal Quantrill on the field? Like, because there's no that's a death blow unlike any other. Like, you know.
Hey, honey, I saw you guys argue. What were you guys arguing about? What was he saying? What were you yelling at? Nothing. We're just, you know, just jocks, just boys being boys. No, but he was saying something specific to you.
Yeah.
Nah. It was just you said that was a strike. That's all he was saying.
It wasn't about that time you got caught jerking off in your car, was it? No?
And I clicked on, like, I went back and looked at the original story, and he was like, yeah, you know, I didn't think anyone was around. And the police, because there was like a police like body cam video, and he's sitting there and he's like, I just didn't think anyone was around. And then they're like, well, yeah, but didn't you say you were just home? So you like went out to the parking lot to do this? Like you could have just gone back upstairs to do this?
Wasn't it like in his condo complex parking lot or something? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, why were you home? You were home and then you went back out to the car. Yeah. Like it was like a whole thing.
Yeah, but so good.
And also, you can't be mouthing off and causing problems when you're not very good at your job, because they just DFA'd him right after.
Yeah, yeah, you're out. And also, Cal Quantrill, son of former Toronto Blue Jay, Los Angeles Dodger, Paul Quantrill, in case anybody wants to use him for their grid, because I know a lot of people are doing their grids these days.
I love that. That, like, he had that holstered. If there was ever an argument, he's like, I got this.
Yeah, it is fun. Yeah, because Maguire is not a household name.
No,
but he definitely did his research. Yeah, yeah. It's like he's like Cal Quantrill probably wouldn't know necessarily anything about any of the other backup catchers in the league, but none of those guys got caught jerking off in a car. So this, like, it's an easy attack.
I remember reading a pretty good story on the great ex, I think he's a Hall of Famer, Minnesota Viking, John Randall.
Oh, yeah.
He used to go through the opposing team's media guide to get any detail possible about them.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, yeah, I heard you were a real piece of shit on, you know, East Oakwood High. And like, he would just know shit about the guys, his opponents.
That's so good, too, because he was John Randall. He was throwing tackles around. Yes.
He was better than whoever he was talking shit to, but he just still had
to talk shit.
He loved it.
Yeah, it's so good. Awesome. What else is going on?
Former Chiefs player Isaiah Bugs was sentenced to a year's hard labor over animal cruelty. So he like working the chain gang? He's with Dragline?
You know what was interesting to me about this is he was charged with domestic violence also, but it looks like they only, as like, always, the woman came in second place. They're like, yeah, we get that you tuned up the old lady, but Bosco over there, he looks a little hungry because they said they found two of his dogs, two dogs that were under Bug's care were allegedly found neglected and malnourished. And one of the dogs had to be euthanized. So, I mean, look, you're a real piece of shit if you have animals that you're just neglecting like that. And he deserves whatever he gets, which is only 60 days in jail. But I just thought it was funny that this – and also he beat up a woman, you know?
Right. The hard labor, though, I find that to be funny. Like, just – he's going to do time in jail, and then it's like – A giant dude named Isaiah Bugs is going to be, you're going to see him picking up trash on the side of the road.
Yeah. Breaking rocks in the hot sun, you know, like although these days hard labor is probably because they use, you know, they essentially use prison labor, slave labor for centers and stuff.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So they do like sales calls for Victoria's Secret or whatever. I just remember reading that was one, but I am reminded of something, Ed. A couple people texted me last week that they really liked that we did a deep dive on the Menendez brothers randomly last week.
And what a ride that was.
That was awesome. This week, I'm reminded, this reminds me of the Michael Vick situation.
So Michael Vick, this is back to your point.
Yeah.
You do something to animals.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like, we have allowed some horrendous human beings play.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about like Tyreek Hill.
Oh yeah.
Allegedly broke his own son's arm. He got kicked out of Oklahoma State for tuning up his girlfriend.
Yep.
And it's like, this dude is welcomed with open arms. Everybody loves him wearing his jersey. And Michael Vick fucked up some dogs once upon a time. And it was like, yeah, your career is mostly over now.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson whipped his own son's scrotum with a switch. He was 3 years old. And he switched him until his scrotum bled. And we're like, oh, he's just country.
That's
how they do in the country.
That's good old AD, all day Peterson.
Yeah. The bad news, and you know some shit was going on because they ended news with a Z. The bad news kennels dogfighting investigation began in April 2007. I should have made you guess what year it was, because I would have guessed. Like, it was longer ago than that, although that was a pretty long time ago. With the search of a property in Surry County, Virginia, owned by Michael Vick, who was at the time the quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons football team. Oh, and didn't he just sign the biggest contract?
Yeah, I would have known it was 07 because we were our firstborn. We were going to name my son Michael Vick Daly. And then that happened. And we're like, whoa, let's pump the brakes.
My son was born in 2005, and similarly, they were like, so we had his name, he's called Rory, and we had his name, first name, and we didn't have a middle name for him. And I was like, first I was like, well, what about Brian? And everybody just started laughing at me. They thought I was kidding. I'm like, Rory Brian Beckner. And they're like, no, we're not naming that. And then I go,
McElroy?
What about LaDainian? Rory LaDainian. I'm like, how badass. Awesome. That's the most badass name. I'm like,
so many people are embarrassed with their middle name. That would be the greatest.
Rory LaDainian Beckner. And everyone thought I was kidding again. And to this day, he's always like, Dad, why didn't you call me LaDainian? Like, you know, we're so close. I could have been Rory LaDainian. I'm like, hey, it wasn't up to me. Talk to your mom about it. She wouldn't allow me to give you that beautiful name. Over 70 dogs, 70. Mostly.
Yeah, hey, listen, he deserved a lot of what he got. Yeah, like I'm just because I'm not a dog owner. Like it's to do that to a living creature is horrendous. But there are people that fucked up like children, and they're
I agree. Okay. Well, let's hold on. I mean, they both things can be true. With some said to be showing signs of injuries. Physical evidence. The case drew widespread publicity to the issues of animal abuse and attention to unlawful gambling. I mean, what people don't realize is this is like some shit they do out there in the hills, you know? Vick was suspended by the NFL. Overview.
Well, this is one of those, this is how I was raised. I remember that coming up, and it's like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Exactly. I want to see what the details were of the what he was doing. Cause he had like rape. He was like,
oh yeah. He had those
rape stands,
the rape stands. He had like, they took the wounded ones, the dog fighting. And then the wounded ones, they'd take them out back and kill them.
Yeah.
Drown him. They drown him in a tub.
Yes. The drowning.
I like dogs, but I'm not like a big dog guy. Sure. And I think I got through like 15 minutes of whatever it was, 30 for 30 or whatever it was, because it was bad. They're just describing like they're drowning dogs.
Yeah. 54 animals were recovered from the property during searches in April, along with a rape stand used to. Can't be actually what they called it, right? That's, they just like, the prosecutors used that to like make it sound worse. They weren't like, put them on the rape stand, Mike.
Remember we did the Derrick Rose story, and there was some weird equipment with weird names.
Oh yeah,
not a rape stand, but it was something not good.
Yeah, he expected her to pay for her own dildos for the orgy, and she's like, hey, can you just Venmo me for the sex toys? And he's like, no, I don't do that. Like, you got to pay for your. And then he got sued. Like, if he had just paid up in the first place, hook her up for the double sided for the orgy. It wouldn't have been known that he was orgying. An electric treadmill modified for dogs and a bloodied piece of carpeting. The documents said the fights usually occurred late at night or in the early morning and would last several hours. The winning dog would win from hundreds up to thousands of dollars, and participants and spectators would also place bets on the fight. Before fights, the participating dogs of the same sex would be weighed and bathed. According to the filings, opposing dogs would be washed to remove any poison or narcotic placed on the dog's coat that it could affect the other dog's performance.
Jeez. Now, and while this isn't... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
This is like MMA fighters greasing up. They got to check their nail. They got to check that they don't have baby oil on them.
Vaseline.
Yeah. Same idea, right?
Not as bad. This does remind me of the fighting in Django. Like, who just signs up to just sit there and watch a living thing just die in front
of them? It's weird. It's weird, yeah. Fights would end when one dog died or with the surrender of the losing dog, which was sometimes put to death by drowning, strangulation, hanging, gunshot, electrocution, or some other method. I mean...
Electrocution.
You think like the gunshot, like there's a humane way to do things, right? Like you just old Yeller, Pa took him behind the barn and just did what he had to do. You know, it's quick and easy. But these guys drowning,
strangulation,
hanging. During a June search of the property, investigators uncovered the graves of 7 pit bulls that were killed by members of the Bad News Kennels. Following sessions to test whether dogs would be good fighters. Members of the Bad News Kennels also sponsored and exhibited fights in other parts of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, New Jersey, and other states. A backhoe front loader was brought in and used to scoop up sections of cleared wooded area. The material was dumped into ice-filled coy, blah, blah, blah.
I need to point out that Michael Vick was the better behaving Vick brother. Remember, his brother Marcus got kicked out. He had so many issues and then he got suspended for a while. And then he had a meeting with the AD, I think, and Frank Beamer, and Marcus Vick drove up to the facility to talk to the guys. And they're like, Marcus, your license was suspended. Okay, that's it. You're out. You're kicked out of school. That was the last straw. Like, he was trying to prove that he was doing better, and he just drives up, and you're like, we know you don't have a working license right now, and you're driving up to the meeting. You're out.
Do you think, didn't Marcus Vick, like, need a translator? Because he was so country that you just couldn't understand what he was saying. Is that, am I confusing him with somebody else?
That wouldn't surprise me, because I know they were pretty country.
Yeah. I think I remember, and that could have been it, that Frank Beamer's like, I can't understand what this guy's saying. Like, I can't have him on the field. It's like when either the Bodine brothers would win a NASCAR race, and they were both from rural Virginia, Jeff Bodine, and interesting that a guy in rural Virginia would be called Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, the fancy.
Yeah, that
fancy
seems, Jeff. That seems like a fancy British guy.
Yeah. And they'd go to interview him, and he was completely unintelligible after the race. I'm like, why are you even
someone
like,
was named Jethro? Is that not?
I mean, maybe.
Is there Jethro Bodine?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's from Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. A son, yeah. Okay. Or cousin, whatever. Well, anyway, that was a thing that happened. What you're saying, too, is like, I remember when I was in Bali, I saw like people like exhibiting their cocks for sale. And I was like, oh, they're trading cocks around here. I go, that means there's cock fights. And she who shall not be named is like, oh yeah, you could go to a cock fight. And I'm like, I would like to kind of get the cultural vibe, like, you know, dip my toe and see what's like, but they strap razor blades to a rooster's foot. And then they attack each other until one's dead or almost dead. I'm like, I can't watch that. I can't even pick up a fucking rat in my backyard.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't even fathom it. It's kind of also, it's not as dangerous, but it reminds me of the line in 40-Year-Old Virgin when Seth Rogen's like, oh, I came back from Tijuana. And he's like, went to one of those donkey shows. I got to be honest. I felt really bad for the donkey.
Yes. Okay. What else is going on in the world of sports, Ed?
And finally, you know, with the Olympics happening, Canada's women's national soccer team, some coaches from the national soccer team were suspended for spying on opponent practices with drones. Pulling a Belichick.
Yeah. And this was Canada versus New Zealand. What is this, like the 11th place game? Like we might get 12th. Let's try to get 11th here. Like, what are you, you're spying on New Zealand?
And I know, you know, I'm not an expert in soccer, but I've watched a lot with my son over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
And I know there's nuances to coaching and stuff, but football, if you're stealing plays, like the route is here and the misdirection is here. Yep. Soccer. I feel like there's only, you can kind of know what they're doing. There is, like, it'll be like, you know, you play a 1-2, you pass to this guy and it's like a give and go in basketball. It's like they do stuff like that, but still there's a flow that, you know, what the opponent's doing. You just try to prevent them from doing it. Well, like this isn't what, and they're flying drones and getting kicked out of the Olympics. Like what?
They're using devices. They're doing technology. That means, and they said it was the assistant coaches. That means the assistant coaches had to gain some expertise in drone use. Like, because you could be like, hey, Brian, go fly here's a drone. Go fly a drone. It'd take me a year to get it off the ground. And they're over there stealing plays with them?
Yeah, I feel like, maybe this is, do we know what happened to that Michigan assistant? Like, did he switch Connor to Stallions. Coaching for Canada?
Yeah. Yeah,
Connor Stallions.
maybe he's working. Connor Stallions is actually, so I noticed that the Canadian coach's name is Bev Priestman, which is like so Canadian. Like,
and Canadian women's soccer.
Yes, yes, name. Bev Priestman. Oh, Coach Bev Priestman. It's so weird.
You know Bev Priestman. She has a mean handshake. Yes.
Canada's like the multiplicity version of America.
The most Canadian they can be.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the United States, but it's just a little off. And one of the ways you can tell it's off is they have people called Bev Priestman. You know, like that's that's something not right about that.
And to your point, like multiplicity, like that one copy is like a much sweeter version of Michael Keaton's character, but also like a little bit. Like a little bit touched.
Yeah, something's wrong with it. This is like, it's fine. It's fine. But it's not looking me in the eyes when it talks. You know, like it's just something a little off here. Something not right about it.
There's a kindness and you know, they're lovable, but something's off.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very sad for Canada, but I mean, aggressive.
And then they won 2-1. I saw.
Yeah, they won.
It's not like their drone gave them an advantage. It's like, wait, this is wild. They won 18-0. Like it was, they won 2-1, just like any other soccer score.
Yeah, exactly. The exact same score that it always is. And they got 6 points taken away. I don't know what any of that means. I can't imagine Canada was competing for the gold medal.
Well, if they lost 6 points, I believe that's two wins, which means they're kind of fucked from getting out of their group.
Yeah, they're fucked. Yeah. RIP, Canada's women's national team. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fattening up a kid.
Some voicemails.
fellas. Shady Shady.
Oh, Catherine.
So one thing about the Menendez brothers, the dad who was a music exec.
Jose? Jose Menendez?
Jose, not Kitty.
Not Kitty.
She was the enabler.
She must have done, yeah. She caught that one in the back of the head. He had to go out and that's a detail that we learned that was pretty jarring.
As she was crawling away, right?
He had to go out to the car. Eric, mom's still alive. Just keep an eye on her while I run outside to the car and reload. Whew.
There is allegations now that he used to diddle the members of Menudo. I guess since he was Latin or something, he was pretty integral in their success and promotion. I think the documentary is on HBO Max, but it could be Netflix. I didn't watch it because there are a lot of subtitles and I do not watch television to read. But I think it's out there, and it kind of legitimizes the claim that he had been raping and molesting the Menendez brothers. But yeah, I think that we should start an online petition to get them released from prison. Let them live. That's what I think. Anyway, thoughts and prayers to your digestive system, Brian. Hope that you've recovered well your time in Cincinnati. It was lovely having you here. Talk to you guys soon.
I'm the best. Thank you. You're the best, Katie.
So, while I agree, last week I did say, what are the odds they're going to kill another molesting parent of theirs? But when you pointed out at the last minute that one of them was bald, and I have lots of bald friends. When I saw that picture with his smile, there was something like he looked like a Marvel supervillain.
Yeah, he's kind of got like a bat boy look to him.
Yeah. Something scared the shit out of me. Bald Lyle. Yeah. I was like, maybe we're not supposed to let him out.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Like, I have plenty of bald friends. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to defend that. It's just, I have no problem with baldness, but there was something disturbing about Bald Lyle and his giant smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you're used to seeing him with that hairpiece. You know, he had the fake hair, just like Phil Spector would come to court in the wigs, and then once you go in, they don't let you keep your wig while you're inside the joint. So it's always jarring. Here's another one,
Ryan. Ed, it's Dolomite.
Oh, Dola.
Hey, just wanted to give you guys a quick call and let you know that we got over the 50 subscriber mark for the Bottle Lifestyle after show. And so this week, last Friday, was our final show on the Janky as Fuck stereo app. By Brian, back when we started doing this together, we're on stereo app and we were always talking about how shitty it was.
Yep.
And Ed, you've come in and joined us a few times with it.
High-eyed.
Grown.
Ed's known to call into that show because it's on late at night in the New Jersey area, and Ed's had some bourbon
like twice.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Yeah,
over 50 subscribers. When I last checked, we were close to 300. We hit some kind of algorithm. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure people were aware that this Friday night, live at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern.
Wow,
we will have the very first Bottle Lifestyle podcast after show live on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I will provide Brian with that information so we can get it posted. I will obviously make sure to post that on my social media. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for the opportunity to do this, to be a part of this community. Mm-hmm. And I promise on the new YouTube after show, there will be no old recurring bits, nothing that we've done before. Mm-hmm. It's wearing thin. Love you guys. Okay. Thanks for everything.
Congratulations.
Good job. Will you guys be talking about your favorite porno actors? Because I hear you guys do that a lot.
I thought you said it was mostly about wrestling.
That's what I thought. I think they were, they would talk about us and then they would pivot to wrestling as they're all big wrestling guys. But what I'm told, what people are saying is it's a lot of discussion of their favorite porno actors. And so I don't know. I think I'm going to go on, although I have a house guest on Friday, so I might only be able to make a brief appearance, but I think I'm going to go on their first Bottle Lifestyle podcast after show on YouTube on Friday. and on the times of all those time zones that that Dolomite just said, because it's like way too many. Do you know there was a mountain time zone that's different than Central?
Yeah, I thought they got rid of that.
That's so weird. And also, there's some, you know,
the how could there be a fourth time zone? Like,
there's four.
What, yeah. Are we North Korea? We've got like a half hour time zone. What,
yeah, yeah.
How could it be different from Central?
Yeah. I don't know, but it is. There's Central and Mountain.
I just figured we just jump from 1 hour difference from the East Coast to 3 hours. I thought there was no in between.
Yeah, there's a two. Yeah, there's one.
Yeah,
there's
I just figured one in between. We were like, yeah, fuck it. You're either West Coast or you're middle.
Yeah, and so that's it. I think in both Central and Mountain, Ed, prime time would start at 7 o'clock. So like Seinfeld or Cheers would be on at 8 instead of 9.
That's madness.
What? Is that fucking crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yes. It's just hard to process. Okay, here's another one.
You know, I think my sister must live in Mountain time zone, and I just always assumed she was an hour behind us. Because she wasn't in California.
Yeah. No, it's
but she was in Boulder. So
yeah. Yeah. Oh, you just now figured that out?
I never cared.
Stop. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I just denied that Mountain time zone existed.
It's flyover.
It's either 1 hour or 3 hours, I thought. I didn't think there was a 2 hour difference.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another voicemail. I wonder if this guy's going to talk about the Ball Lifestyle Podcast after show debut.
Hey guys, Super Lee here. I got to call you out. Oh. You guys have had 2 weeks in a row now, hopefully not third week, but 2 weeks in a row where you've had pure lies.
What?
First 2 weeks ago, Ed refers to Dr. Ruth as a German sniper. No. Dr. Ruth was a Jew.
Oh, she was Russian.
Shooting Germans.
She was Russian?
She was not a Nazi. She was hunting Nazis.
I don't think I don't remember you saying she was a German sniper.
I probably said she was a Nazi. I bet I was saying Nazi sniper, but I think she was a Russian. She was I think she was Russian, right?
Well, I don't know.
Was talking about the times of Nazis and I was like,
remember any of this. Yeah, but you weren't like you were being facetious.
We're just joking around.
She was 4 feet one. Yeah. She couldn't have held a gun. Yeah.
Sniper.
But that's not
trained as a sniper, but she was a Palestinian. I thought she was like fighting in World War II. She was in the Israeli War of Independence.
What?
I thought she was World War II.
So she was like one of the resettled.
Yes. She was born in Weissenfeld, Bavaria, Germany.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't say she wasn't a Jew, but
I take quibble with this, Dr. or Super Lee here, because you're like, if you're saying everything we say that is wrong is a lie, then we do it 100 times an episode because we say wrong shit all the time, but not on purpose.
We're just fucking around. We're just talking. I really did think she was World War II. I didn't realize she was in the Israeli. She was wounded by an exploding shell during mortar fire on Jerusalem during the Israeli War of Independence and almost lost both feet.
Really?
Wow.
She was pretty tiny. Okay, let's see what other lie he catches us in.
4'7".
It is 100% like
whoa, that is so – that's – technically a midget, right? Or close to it. Little person? 4'7".
Yeah. So, cheerful, funny, and respectful tag phrase, get some. That was what she was known for.
I don't remember that.
I just remember talking about sex. I don't remember her being like, get some. Yeah.
She's like, you need to get your clitoris rubbed. Rub the clitoris.
That's right. Give him wood sloppy toppy.
Ass play is okay. Have ass play. Okay, let's see what other lie he catches us in.
And to call the opposite is an insult. Yep. Secondly, what is this talk about us on the Follow Lifestyle after show? requesting people to talk about their favorite porn stars?
No, not requesting. No, hold on. No, you're misstating what I said. And look, I don't, this is just what people are saying. I've heard people say this. That's all I'm hearing. I'm hearing that you guys spend a lot of time discussing your favorite porn stars, porno actors. That's not requesting, discussing.
That's not true. We're asking one person, that's Nurse Laura, to review a porn star a week.
Oh, so you are doing that.
Because she is kind of innocent in the ways of the world. Oh. We want to see her opinions. Hmm. Just another way we're trying to get more people involved.
That's great.
And by the way, you guys said it couldn't be done, but we hit the bots right. We hit the algorithm right. And we got enough people now subscribing to us that we can do YouTube Live. So I look forward to seeing you all on YouTube Live. Sorry you all have to see me. On the plus side, you get to see Ben and you get to see Dola. And whomever else we bring on board. But let's try to keep it accurate, guys, and keep it balling.
Okay, buddy.
Did you say that, I said that they couldn't get... Or was that just being like they said they couldn't do it?
I did. I said good luck. I made a joke because I gave away a gold watch on this show, and all people had to do was give me their email address, and
nobody wanted that watch.
Yeah, and we get many hundreds of listeners every week, and only 39 people signed up for the watch. So I said I might be kind of tough to get 50 people to sign up for YouTube, but I didn't. That was just on the basis of the watch giveaway that our friend Coach Solo won, and has sent me a picture of him at a bar with the Luke Leon on. And I can only imagine he went home with many ladies that night because of that beautiful watch.
Ballers, couple hits. One, very, very sad to hear about the passing of Kyle. By far my favorite and / the best caller ever on the Baller Lifestyle. Sidebar, I don't know anyone personally that listens to y'all's podcast except for me, but I think it's really awesome, the kind of community / group, friendship group that you all have created. I mean, like I said, I don't even know anyone in the group, but I think it's really cool. Finally, I have a show recommendation for everyone. Watch fucking Shorzy on Hulu.
Hulu?
So good.
That's so a funny. Canadian show, right?
Hold on. I don't know what it is. And we'll discuss in a second, but I just want to say officially
Hulu.
That I will be pronouncing it Hulu from now until in perpetuity. Yeah. I'm so fucking bummed that I'm not the guy that came up with Hulu. Like, this is, we needed Charles Kuralt's illegitimate son to come on here and tell us that it's called Hulu. So I don't know that I'll ever watch Shorzy, but I'm definitely calling it Hulu from now on.
Yeah, it's like, 25-minute episodes. All right. Last, I'm worried about Brian. He claims one thing, but he spits in people's food. He's revealed that he's a thief in the past. And we all know he wears white jeans. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Anyway, love you guys. Talk soon.
Okay. Again, you're slandering me. I never spit in anybody's food. Stolen lots of things, but no spitting. I never spit in anybody's food. I've stolen lots of things, and I'm not currently a white jean wearer.
Or places.
Yeah.
You steal things from people?
No, steal. Like as when I was when I was a youth, I'm talking about. Not current 50-year-old Brian doesn't steal.
What about anything. The spitting and food?
I don't know what that is. I never spit anybody's food. I don't know what he's talking about. Is he talking about the time you had to stop that Nazi that you worked with from spitting in Geraldo Rivera's food? I think that's probably
the guy whose brother spray painted a swastika on a synagogue.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a dark family. And like,
it's terrifying.
We were like, should we tell them that we're going to throw this pizza out? And it's like, maybe not, because these are people that clearly could do bad things to us.
Yes, I know. You had to walk a fine line there. Thank you for that, Charles Kiralt's illegitimate son. Couple emails. Brian and Ed. This actually might be more for Ed. I don't really like to hover around in the online world too much, but this JD Vance fucked a couch thing has my attention. I know it's made up, but what genius put this into the world? My sister is a huge Stern fan and thinks it came from a staffer on the Stern show writing about funny masturbation experiences. Was hoping Ed could shed some light on this. Could a Howard Stern gag take down Vance? Love the show, John in Houston. I think we have more on that later, but we'll have more on that later.
I didn't know the Stern connection, and Stern these days, like, they keep sweetening the deal for him. He's off for the summer. So if it's a staffer, it's not like the show's not doing this, but I think from what I understand, it was posted like somebody said in his book Hillbilly Elegy,
yeah,
he put a rubber glove in a couch and then fucked it, and yeah, it just turned into this thing, and it's led to a million funny memes and stuff. Yeah, but like,
it's great.
It's just one of those. It's the Hawk Tua of this week.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
something funny.
Yeah, I like it too. I have heard of people like putting something in between the mattresses, like the mattress and the box spring or something to like,
it feels like, you know, a cousin to soaking and stuff, right?
Yeah,
does it feel like that's the kind of that behavior?
Yeah. I remember somebody told me their dad told them to warm up to crack an egg into a sock and warm it up in the microwave and use that
burn your dick with like scrambled eggs.
Warm, obviously, but also like, what's wrong with the regular way? Like, just the regular way seems to work just fine. It's for thousands of years.
You're creating a mess.
Yeah, there's so much. Like, you look, you're not even a lubrication person. I at least use lube, but that does. There are some issues with that because you know, then you really got to wash up afterward. You got to wash your genitals, get all that coconut oil off there. You know, it's like, that's a problem. Imagine that you're taking out, like, it would stress me out. I go, oh, I'm using one of my socks to fuck today. I'm gonna fuck a sock because that's what that's feels good. What do you do with the other sock? Do you save the other sock for next time you fuck a sock? Because then you have one egg sock and other things, and then one just hanging there loose. That would bum me out. I need my socks paired up and match. So that's a non-starter for old Bri-Bri. Here's another one. Okay, ballers. After hundreds of episodes, I'm finally ready to suggest a movie review. The 1998 classic Chairman of the Board, aka Box Office Poison, starring Carrot Top, with a 2.3 out of 10.
Yeah. Everyone should just Google Norm MacDonald, Carrot Top.
Yeah, Courtney Thorne Smith.
Courtney Thorne Smith, yeah. And you'll get some clarification on Chairman of the Board.
Yeah, with a 2.3 of 10 rating on IMDb and 11% and 20% on Rotten Tomatoes on Amazon Prime, described as an all-star cast rides the wave of success with comedian Carrot Top in his wacky comedy about gadget inventor who inherits a Fortune 500 company. Both Carrot Top and Raquel Welch were nominated for Golden Raspberry Awards for their shit performances. Also, that weirdo Taylor Negron.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he's awesome. And also bit roles for the boxer Buddy Butterbean in addition to Shaquille O'Neal. Okay, so Amazon Prime gives this shit pile of a movie 4.5 stars, and it gives every movie 4.5 stars. Can someone please get to the bottom of this bullshit? Anyway, I hope this makes the cut. Cheers, fellas. That's from Toe Cutter. I'm open to Chairman of the Board, Ed.
I'd be open to it.
Never seen it?
I've never seen it. I know that it exists mainly because of that Norm MacDonald interview.
Yes. Yes, that's the only reason I know it exists, because I've watched that interview a million times. I will say this. Carrot Top, he really, I don't think that there's anybody that gets more shit for having earned it less. Or is less deserving of the amount of shit they take, because Carrot Top, like, while not my cup of tea and kind of weird looking and overly jacked, he seems like just a nice enough guy. You know, he's not like, he's not funny. Yeah.
I have said this the same way about Nickelback.
Right.
Like, people hate their guts. And like, yes. I never look got it.
Photograph.
That's like a whole bunch of shit. It didn't connect with me, but I didn't care. And like, hate people fucking hate them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people didn't hate them because they sold a lot of fucking records, Ed. Nickelback is fucking.
But you know what I'm saying? Like that's yes, like the
I know
the
what you're saying.
People hate.
Yeah, it's the one thing. Yeah, and it's like, you know, who's that band that's awful? Imagine Dragons. Imagine me dragging these. Right. No, Imagine Dragons, I would argue, is a way shitter band than Nickelback. Like, and Nickelback, I don't like their songs, but they could play and they kind of could rock and shit. And they're from Canada. Yeah. Imagine Dragons. That's just fucking background. Like, what is this? What am I hearing right now? Like, get this away from me. So, yes, I get what you're saying. Also, my girlfriend told me one time she met Carrot. She was introduced to Carrot Top, and she said he was very nice and not creepy. So he seems like a nice guy, but not that funny.
I can buy that he's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks super creepy. I don't know how you couldn't be creeped out by him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, I think he wasn't like sexually creepy as I guess. Oh, okay. Because he does wear the eyeliner.
Yes.
And he's got the teased hair.
Tank tops.
Yeah. And he's real jacked and vascular, you know, real red, like all the kinds of red. Okay. Here's another one. Intro. Ballers. Long time. Glad that you're keeping up the heroic work. Uncomfortable question, but who is the loudest? I woke up in the middle of the night thinking, oh, we forgot to do the loud comer. Who is the loudest comer in Meatballs?
Oh. Who's that loud comer? Coming all over.
Ed, who's the loudest comer in Meatballs? I know. I'm Googling the cast right now too because I can't remember who's in it.
Because I'm already forgetting. I think it's the dude with the perm.
Oh yeah. Yep.
The guy who is like really trying to have sex in every scene.
Tommy. No. Yeah. I don't. We've already forgotten. I'm gonna say it's the nerd guy. Who Skolnick? I can't remember his name. The guy with the glasses.
Oh, his name was, like Dweeb or something. His name was like, God, that movie sucks.
Hold on. Tripper, Morty, Roxanne, Crockett, Candace, Fink. Oh, Spaz. Yeah.
Spaz.
Of course Spaz is the loudest comer. Isn't it called Spaz?
Yeah.
Spaz is definitely loudest comer. Okay. Who's the louder comer? David Spade or Rob Schneider?
Who's that loud comer? Coming all over.
Ed? David Spade or Rob Schneider? We never found out if David Spade was a loud comer.
Yeah, that's the age old question.
Yeah.
From reading Spade's autobiography, Schneider seems like a real piece of shit. Spade was like, I'm tired, I gotta go home. And then Schneider, they were working on a sketch together and he'd submit it with just his name on it and shit like that.
Yeah.
But
dirty pool. Yeah. He'd spin.
But being
pizza.
A piece of shit doesn't change if you are or not a loudcomer. That being said, Spade has had a pretty good track record.
Oh, he fucks. This man.
And
sucks.
I don't think he is going to be so performative. Like he plays it cool. Living the good life for like he's a cool guy. He's lived a good life. Schneider, I think, really in life is really making as much noise as possible when people are not paying attention anymore.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be a loud comer.
Yeah, he'd be like, look at me, the cum man.
You can do it. Yeah.
I'm doing cum. And then like right as he nutted, he'd be like, what about Building 7? Or like some
That's right. Conspiracies.
Sasquatch is real. Like something like that would be. That's what I picture happening. Modified Daily's Choice for you. Wait, hold on.
Daily's Choice. It's a choice I made. Daily's Choice. Watch me shiver while you shake.
Okay, so you're in Seattle for some big work dinner. You're approaching the restaurant and you get a text that your guest is sick and dinner is canceled. It's 8 p.m. There are no comedy shows or movie theaters and you can't fly home till tomorrow. You're walking back to your hotel and holy shit, what do you know? You look up and you're right in front of Rain City Jacks. You can't believe the coincidence and you see the sign in the window. Special promotion tonight. Your first visit is free. What do you do? Under what, if any circumstances, do you enter this landmark? Please discuss in extreme detail. Outro. Toe cutter. Hashtag red circle. Hashtag rip Harambe. Hashtag loud comer. Hashtag RIP forever. Kyle and Scotty. Ed, what do you just pop in, see what's up? I mean,
so
might be boot night. What if you're dressed inappropriately? You know, you don't know the theme.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it could be, you know, a toga night or whatever. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You and I both love the gay community.
Oh, that's
love the gay community.
More so than most. Yeah.
What I would say about a gay jacking off club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are guys that know what they want and they're getting after it. And
yeah,
I've shared some stories walking through the West Village.
Oh yeah.
There was the one time the guy's like, hey, you cool? And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. Thinking like he was asking me if I am cool with people being gay. And immediately the dude like put his arm around me and started breathing into my ear. And I was like, yeah, I'm not that cool. Like, I'm not that cool.
Oh, my God. That's aggressive.
Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah.
It's like we respect that because these guys all know what the deal is for them. They like this is what they're in it for. You show up at Rain City Jacks. I know they have rules, but they're rules in quotes.
Yeah.
Like I think you show up at Rain City Jacks and it's going to be not just everybody keeping it to themselves. Like if I could know that I could go in there and just take a quick snapshot for 3 minutes, I'd probably do it for the stories.
Hold on, Ed. Go on.
You can't.
Yep. You can't. Hold on. We're forgetting one important detail that we know about Rain City Jacks. You could throw on that red wristband.
Oh.
Red wristband says, I don't want anybody to jack me off. No, you can't. I got the red wristband, much like Hanky Code, which tells you if you want to be pissed on or if you're into pup play or what stuff like that.
Here's what I would say about that.
Yep.
You know how there's that designated driver stand at every football stadium and it's always
Get a free Coke. Yeah, get as many free Cokes as you want.
Yeah, it's an empty kiosk.
Yes.
The red wristband box, they bought one red wristband box 7 years ago or 9 years ago, and they've never used one of them. And if you show up and like, I'll take a red wristband, they're like, all right, it's a cop. The party's over. There's no way they would Everybody respect leaves. The red wristband. Yeah, they'd be like, get the fuck out of here. There's a cop here.
That's a good point. Okay, thank you for that, Toe Cutter. Let's talk about some not sports items.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what is going on in terms of things that are not about sports?
A wild photo of rapper Zeddy Will was hosting a baby shower with his five pregnant girlfriends went viral. Nick Cannon has urged the TikTok star to seek therapy.
I mean, it's pretty baller.
Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
The Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do, with Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stu and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily Choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers, reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. Five star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS.